I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A crisis like the explosion this week in Beirut, Lebanon, can either divide or unite a community. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says believers throughout Lebanon are coming together.
Oftentimes there's divisions within the church in places like Lebanon and Syria, but at a time like this, all of this drops, the body of Christ comes together. That's the way it needs to be. That's the way it should be.
As resource teams find bodies in the rubble and more information floods in, few people remain unaffected. You can come alongside to help them through a link at missionnews.org.
When God's people unite, great things happen. Only God can do a Romans 8:28 and make all things turn out for his good when there is so much evil present.
And COVID-19 brought Mission Aviation Fellowship's normal operations to a halt when it came to Haiti. But David McCreary, MAF's Regional Director of Latin America, says they've simply shifted gears. Today, MAF is using their planes to transport patients instead of missionaries.
Some of those were COVID. Some of them were other patients. We've evacuated multiple patients that then have had a medevac back to the States. We just fly within the country, so we didn't do the flight all the way back to the States, but we would evacuate the patient from a remote location to the capital.
COVID-19 isn't the only obstacle Haiti faces. Electricity blackouts and fuel shortages have become common. Please pray that God would use MAF to spread help and hope in Jesus' name. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.